Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Music, dance, architecture, and the beat of the human heart are all part of Heartbeat by Lexington-based artist-composer Christopher Janney. He first created the work back in 1981. That's when he hooked up a dancer to a special wireless monitor that amplifies the electrical impulses from the brain to the heart. This is what it sounds like. Now you have to imagine a dancer, the dancer's own heartbeat providing the rhythm track to the dance. Some of the world's top dancers have performed Janney's piece, including Sarah Rudner of Twyla Tharp and Mikhail Baryshnikov. A few years ago, Janney expanded the piece, adding the voices of the a cappella group The Persuasion. Now the story of Christopher Janney's heartbeat is told in the documentary film What is a Heart? By director Ted Boghossian. It will be shown at the Woods Hole Film Festival this Wednesday. And Chris Janney joined us recently from England. Welcome, Chris Janney. Great to have you.
Nice to be here.
And here in the studio, four members of the great a cappella group, The Persuasions, Jimmy Hayes, Raymond Sanders, Cliff Dawson, and Dave Revels. Welcome to all of you, gentlemen. Great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So we're going to hear some singing from you guys, which is going to be great. But Chris, let me start with you. Go back to the beginning and tell us a little bit about how Heartbeat came to be.
In hindsight, I'd have to say that it probably started with the death of my father in 1979. He had a heart attack. But he was a great lover of life and a great dancer. And he probably had every Benny Goodman and Ella Fitzgerald album ever made. He took me to see a lot of music when I was very young, so music was a big part of our relationship. And at the time, in the early 80s, I was an artist in residence at MIT, so I had access to a lot of sophisticated technology. So I started to think, is there a way that I can use the heartbeat as the drum for a performance? And from there, I developed the technology with some engineers at MIT, and then first set it on Sarah Rudner from Twyla Tharp Dance as a solo with just myself and a couple of other singers singing scat jazz phrases over top her heartbeat.
So the dancers that perform this piece, you mentioned Sarah Rudner, others have performed it as well, they can actually control the beat of their dance by controlling the beat of their hearts, right? Which sort of gives new meaning to the idea of improvisation.
And that's certainly part of the game. Nobody can control their heartbeat. And actually it was most evident when Mikhail Baryshnikov performed it for 2 years in the late 90s. You know, here was a very disciplined Russian dancer. He was completely fascinated with it because, you know, at a certain moment you think as the performer you have control of it, and then all of a sudden it starts to speed up or slow down because you're unconsciously nervous or something to this effect, and then you have to follow it. So it's a wonderful little biofeedback game that goes on between the dancer and their heartbeat.
You mentioned Mikhail Baryshnikov, and I'm really intrigued by this part of the story because it just seems like such a world away from the world in which he was trained.
Well, I think that's what fascinated him so much. I mean, here he was trained as, you know, one of the great male ballet dancers where you have to do the same thing exactly the same way every night because he wanted to explore this more spontaneous kind of expression in dance.
Mm. And what was it like for you working with Baryshnikov and Sarah Rudner, two of the greatest dancers around?
Well, yeah, it was definitely a slice of artistic heaven. I mean, I was in a studio with them at Lincoln Center probably 3 or 4 days a week for almost a month in August. I think it was 1998 or 99. And you know, most dancers, you can get them to work for, you know, maybe a couple of hours. But, you know, Baryshnikov, he's just drinking water. And we're going into like hour three or four. And he says, well, let me try it backwards. Let me try it inverted. I mean, he and Sarah and I was just, it was a fantastic experience just to even put the piece together.
So, Chris, of course, we have the Persuasions right here in the studio. And I want to hear about how they became involved in this project. And if I have this right, in 2008, you got a new idea for musical accompaniment. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how the Persuasions get involved in this project?
Sure. Well, after you create a piece with Mikhail Baryshnikov and Sarah Runner, there's not a whole lot more you can do in terms of pushing the boundaries of contemporary dance, in my opinion. So I thought, let's develop the music. We have this very elemental sound in the human heartbeat. Let's keep it raw. Let's keep it, you know, no electronic instruments. And of course, the first group that comes to mind when I'm thinking about just a cappella voices is the Persuasions. I saw them when I was 14 years old. Don't ask them now how old they are. And don't ask me how old I am.
They're sitting in front of me. They look like four young men.
But you know, the idea was like, let's get the Persuasions and let's write some music together with them specifically for this piece, developing the musical side that goes along with the dancer and the heartbeat.
Well, Dave Revels of the Persuasions, let me ask you, what did you think when you first heard about this project?
Well, I found the piece fascinating, first of all, to be associated with so many incredibly talented people before us, based on what it's about. The heart is the most fundamental element thing that we have in our life. If anything happens to your heart, it throws your entire universe out of whack. The things you believe in, things you want to achieve, and what becomes important and what doesn't. So that, to me, was the thrill to be a part of it. Mm.
Well, Dave Revels and the rest of you Persuasions, you're going to sing something for us from Heartbeat.
Yes. It's a title song that Chris created with the Persuasions in mind to perform. What is a heart without a beat? What is a heart without heat? What is a heart if it's not true? What is a heart if you can't say I love you? Doctor says a machine so precise, voltage, veins, and blood never stops to think twice. Bodies they explore can't understand what they do. Instruments they make reveal nothing new. What is a soul I pray to keep? What is a soul? How far, how deep? What is a soul? Can't see, can't touch. What is a soul? But I feel so much. When we're alone, I feel it dance to a beat. When you're not near, it beats alone, incomplete. The Tin Man, oh, he was right. Without it, there is no passion, no fight. What is a heart without a beat? What is a heart without heat? What is a heart if it's not true? What is a heart? Say I love you. What is a heart? Ooh.
Fantastic. The Persuasion, singing What is a Heart by Christopher Janney. Christopher Janney is the focus of the film What is a Heart, which will be shown at the Woods Hole Film Festival this Wednesday. It's about his performance piece, Heartbeat. And Chris Janney, let me ask you about that song, the lyrics, What is a Heart? Where did this come from, this idea, these lyrics?
If you ask a lot of songwriters where it comes from, they say, I'm just a vehicle. It's just coming through me. I mean, I literally wrote that, the lyrics of this song, in about over maybe 2 days of just sort of inspirational moments, thinking about the film, thinking about my father, his life, and the words really very much fell into place.
Mm.
So I don't even know where they came from, tell the truth.
Mm. I'd love to ask you, Dave Revels, about this song that you were just singing.
It's the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It stops beating, that's the end of it. It's the end of that chapter in that person's life with you. When we were doing the piece and Emily Coates was dancing, to hear her heartbeat and then to see her humanity, the mortality of the human being came to fore. And I kept watching her. Every breath she took, every cessation of the heart, the blood rushing through her veins, and just hearing it, I felt for her. And what really I found the most profound experience was when she walked over to the telemetry machine, was it, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Turned it off, and her heartbeat stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my mother last year, and Raymond lost his mom
2 years before.
And Cliff lost his mom several years ago, but it feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy lost his mother 2,000 years ago, and it still feels like yesterday to Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Chris lost his father. In honor of his father's passing, there was a song that moves me, and it moved the audiences when we sang it in New York, Dance with My Father Again. I don't know if Chris would allow us to sing that for you, but
of course,
to me that song really sums up what it has to have a relationship with anyone. You want to hold them one more time, talk to them one more time, but their heart is stopped.
Mm-hmm. That's Dance with My Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do that.
Back when I was a child,
boom, 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 boom,
before
boom,
life removed
boom, boom,
all the
boom,
innocence,
boom, boom,
my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. Oh, I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet and never knew that he would be gone from me. And if I could get one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, never end. Oh, I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna dance with my father again.
Fantastic. The Persuasion singing Dance with My Father. So beautiful, you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Christopher Janney, how does this piece, Heartbeat, reflect your sort of varied background and interests?
I'm trained as an architect and a jazz musician. So on the one hand, you know, I try to make architecture more like music. I try to make architecture more alive, more spontaneous. And then on the other side, I sometimes try to make music more like architecture, try to make it more physical, more visual. And certainly Heartbeat is a manifestation of that combination to me of what architecture and music might be about.
Christopher Janney is a composer and artist who lives in Lexington. He's the creator of Heartbeat and the subject of the documentary film What is a Heart, which will be shown this Wednesday at the Woods Hole Film Festival. Christopher Janney, great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
And Jimmy Hayes, Raymond Sanders, Cliff Dawson, and Dave Revels of the Persuasions, thank you all so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom. When the light boom, 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 has come,
boom, 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 boom,
and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Stand by me, and darling, no.